Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What lessons might we learn by reflecting on life's good times and challenges? Joyce Fossey is the wife of the late Frank Fossey, mayor of Honolulu, who served an unprecedented 22 years at Honolulu Hale, and 4 years prior as city council member. How has Christ made a difference to her as wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and friend? She's here to share heart to heart with you. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is, well, dear friend, to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know His love. In fact, whatever it is that you're facing right now, whatever challenge it might be, whatever tasks may stand before you, even if it seems daunting, overwhelming, like your back is against the wall, well, there is always hope in Christ. He loves you so much, dear one. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And we're here to testify of the living Christ who has touched our lives. And today, Joyce Fossey. It's our prayer and our hope that you would open your heart to Jesus as well. Joyce Fossey has 6 children, 5 stepchildren, 15 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and another on the way. Joyce, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? I'm really a Moilili girl. I grew up on Poha Lane, if people know that, by the old stadium. But I lost my mother when I was very young. And my dad was, of course, a working dad. And he worked at Williams Equipment, if anybody out there remembers Williams Equipment on Bishop Street, where the telephone company is now. But, you know, I was the youngest, and it was difficult for him to raise me. So my sister, my oldest sister, raised me in Waipahu. And so I'm also a Waipahu girl, and went to August Arne School. Some of you might remember or know of it. It's still there. And it was a plantation town, still is pretty much. But, yeah, I had a very nice growing up there. Then moved back into town in Aleva Heights, went to Kapalama School, which was an English standard school in those days, and went to Stevenson, graduated from Roosevelt in 54. And so that's pretty much my growing up period. But it was, you know, it was blessed. I had friends who were Christians, and so I think I accepted Christ the first time when I was in the sixth grade. Mm.
Wow. And, who would you say influenced you most? You mentioned your sister, but who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I think I had a lot of friends who you know, went to church. I was part of what they called HBTS. If people remember, it was the Honolulu Bible Training School. We met at Central Intermediate, and that was my Sundays, learning to be a Bible teacher, actually. Not that I was or ever became, but I was influenced by my friends there, too. And I have them today, some of them that we went together. Yes, isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
And that's been many, many years ago. But that was an influence. And I think he was always in my life. Maybe not outwardly or, you know, not fervently, but he was there. And I think God guided me through my high school and my university days. I went to the University of Hawaii and graduated there. And so he was pretty much always there. But I think where he really became an influence in my life was many years later, after I was married, had my children, had a husband who was constantly in politics. I think we were in an election almost every other year, all the years that we were married, even as mayor. But let me tell you about an influence. I think God was always there for me. You know, I had ups and downs. I had all these children that I was trying to raise, a husband who was very involved in politics. But one day, I heard a speaker. You know how they say that she was speaking directly to you? You know, I was in a Christian Women's Club luncheon at the Pagoda. Never went there. Invited every month as the mayor's wife. But, you know, oh, no, I don't want to go to one of those, you know. I don't want to get involved in that, you know. And I just kind of held back until one day I said, okay, I'm going, you know. Just get it out of the way. I'm going. And so I did. And the speaker, as I was sitting there, you know how people always say, oh, you started crying. You don't know why. The tears were coming. And she was speaking to me. It was Frances Hunter. Remember Frances Hunter? Mm-hmm. She spoke that day at Christian Women's Club. And of all things, you know Laurie Backren. Laurie and I were both there. We didn't know each other at all. But we were there, and we both accepted the Lord again. You know, many times in life, you may know him over all the years. You may try to serve him. But, you know, it's like a, not catharsis, it's like a, what word? I'm at the age where I'm saying, what word am I thinking of? You know, it was just
I'm at the same age, so I can't help you.
Well, then you're no help. Anyway, but, you know, it was one of those experiences where I was very embarrassed because I was the mayor's wife. And I used to wear eyelashes. I used to say this in my testimonies all the times. I had that, and it was starting to come out in the corners. If any of you wear eyelashes, you know what that's like. So anyway, and I'm here in a group that I didn't even know, you know, and I was very emotional. But, you know, that was really like the turning point again in my life. I was at a point where I had children to raise. I had a husband in politics. And sometimes he might have rubbed certain people the wrong way, so they misunderstood his actions. And it always came to me. The phone calls came to the house, you know. Oh, this and that about your husband, you know. And it was kind of a trying time, so I think I really needed him more than ever at that time. And so, and from then on, he's been there for me, ups and downs, ins and outs, you know, and I try to encourage my children the same way.
You mentioned about the Lord Jesus being there for you in ups and downs, times of challenge and times of joy. And someone today that's listening, Joyce, is facing a time, maybe a time of challenge, maybe relating in one way or another, the feeling of being overwhelmed, not knowing where to turn. And something happened in your heart at that moment where the Lord touched you in a very special way. What would you say to someone right now who's listening and going, oh, okay, I'm not the mayor's wife, but I feel like I've got some heavy burdens to carry at this place that I'm at in my life right now. What would you say to someone?
You know, we all have right that. There? We all have that. Different, different degrees. Maybe for some of us who were in politics and in
limelight.
In the what?
Limelight.
Yes, in the limelight. Oh, she thought of the word that I was thinking of. Yes. We're in the limelight. Like all these celebrities, you know, I feel for them because I've been there. And people don't really know you. They don't really know what's happening with you. But the Lord knows, and I realize that. Nobody else may know. They may all misunderstand or see another side of the story. But God knows exactly what's happening to you. And if you just depend on Him, don't depend on anybody else. You can listen to others' advices and all. But, you know, really, He is the one that's going to determine the outcome, whether it's a good outcome or bad outcome. But it's always in His, you're always in His care. So I never really fret or worry about it because I give it to Him in prayer. I give Him my children in prayer. I give my grandchildren to Him in prayer. And I said, God, I don't know what's happening, but You know, so take care of it. Mm-hmm. And you know, He does take care of it. And I just want to assure you that if you leave it to the Lord, leave it to the Spirit to really work in you, yes, you'll find the answer, and it'll happen in a positive way.
And I believe that God has allowed us, Suzanne and Joyce, to be together at this moment. Mm-hmm. This is a divine
yes.
moment that God has ordained, that God has set up. In like manner, it's set up for someone right now who's listening. Because in that moment, Joyce, as you were talking about that, there comes a moment of something. Well, we fear, I think some of us fear this, the moment when we're alone. Mm-hmm. Alone with our struggles, alone with ourselves. But we're not alone.
No.
We're alone with God. Mm-hmm. And it's in that place, dear friend, where God can console you, God can guide you. Perhaps even in those moments, we hear Him more clearly than we ever heard Him before. Mm-hmm. In the midst of what is distracting our own hearts, the clear voice of God. And today as we go to break, and we're just getting started here with Joyce Fossey, is a word of hope. Mm-hmm. This is not the end. And you're not alone. The Lord would say to you, even as He says through Joyce today, I'm with you. I'm with you. I love you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I'm with you. I will help you. Surely, the Lord says, I will uphold you with my victorious or my righteous right hand. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Heart to Heart with Joyce Fossey.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Joyce Fossey gave her life to Christ when she was in the sixth grade. Graduated from Roosevelt High School, was a flight attendant for Aloha Airlines before marrying Frank Fossey, Mayor Frank Fossey. She shares with us today words of encouragement, really heart to heart. I don't know if there's any other way to speak about life in a way that will be edifying or strengthening or encouraging to people, but to shoot heart to heart. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download it. It's a gift. Share it with a family member or friend. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Joyce, how did you meet Frank Fossey?
Well, you know, it had God's hand had to be in it. First of all, my sister encouraged me to be part of the Cherry Blossom Queen contest. And I was, you know, I was at the university, Kapalapala and all that. So I did enter, and I didn't win. I was just one of the runner-ups. And Frank was there at the time. Actually, Kalihi Business Association, they sponsored the winning queen, who at that time was Carol Saikyo. I forgot. You listen, girls, I'm getting up there, so names escape me sometimes, even my children and my grandchildren. So I have to go through several before I hit the right one. Anyway, she was the queen, and he invited she and the runner-ups, his business association, to a dinner at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, which has a special meaning for me because that's where contest was number one, and that's where I got to know my hubby. And so it began there, actually, and I guess he was kind of taken with me, and I had a lot of girls. I had a lot of dates, you know. I was one of those, just had a lot of friends, and so he was just the least appropriate person that I would have even thought of dating. But I did, and eventually we did get married. And he was always dabbling in politics. He had spoken to the Rotary and all these other areas. And so I was aware of him. I wasn't even really familiar with him until we had met. And I got to know him as a businessman. And so that was the beginning. And now we were married for 52 years.
Wow.
Had, you know, I
now
had
did
six
you,
children.
Did you sense, you mentioned that he was speaking. Did you sense that he would be such a powerful leader in Hawaii?
Well, he had some specific ideas about things. And I always, you know, I was already in prayer. So I knew that the Lord had something special for him to do. We all have something special that God wants us to do, you know. Sometimes we don't know. It may just drop into our laps. But he had some specific things he wanted to do to improve our city and our state. And a lot of times, you know, when they say foresight Some leaders have foresight. They can see things happening in the future, or they can, their education-wise, they may be a little wiser than the normal person. So what he thought about at that time, when he first began, we didn't have the jet engine. And so he was thinking of not building any hotels in Waikiki. He was not in office now. He was just a businessman speaking to the Rotary. And all those businessmen thought he was crazy. What are you talking about? We can't even, you know, get our tourists over here. You know, it takes, what, 5 hours or 6 hours, whatever it is, at that time, maybe 12 hours at that time, to get over here. They just could not see the wisdom of really planning Waikiki at the time. They were just wanting to get people over here. And so that was one of the things over the years, you know, I look at Waikiki and I think, what if they had planned it better? But when you're in a political situation or in a leadership situation, it's getting your ideas across to the average person, because most of us can't see beyond next year or 5 years or 10 years, let alone the future. And that's another thing with the transit system. That's 50 years ago, if you can believe, 50 years ago when the idea was first raised. If the people in office at the time could see the wisdom of doing it, then we'd have it running today and we wouldn't have all the problems we have right now in trying to get the land or the cost. At that time, the federal government was willing to pay what? I'm talking politics now. I'm sorry, but this just comes to mind. This just goes to show that when you elect someone to office, and I can't blame the public, you only know what the ads tell you. But if you really get to know the person and get to know what they're doing and what they want to know and see their sincerity, you know, all of us will benefit from that. But at that time, now you got me rolling now. You can't stop me. No, no. But at that time, he came up with a lot. But luckily for him, thank you, Lord, he was there for 22 years, unlike many people in today where you have term limitations. And so he was able to do a lot of things. And I praise God every night. I thank the Lord that he gave him the courage, because you have to have courage to stand up against the people against you, business people or unions or whatever, who are against you personally without looking at the wide picture of what you're doing. And so in that way, I feel that the Lord not only worked in me, but worked in my husband and gave him the courage to stand up for things that he believed in.
Mm. Joyce, am I hearing correctly that we're talking about a gifted visionary?
He was very gifted, yes. Because he was a historian, too. You know, you have to go back and see what's happened in history before you can even think of the future. You know, it's kind of overwhelming even to me, because I'm an average person with an average thinker. But when you have someone like that, you know, he had to sell me on the idea too.
That's what I was going to ask. Did he come home and share these things with you? And did you two talk about this?
With me and with people that he knew and his department is. And a lot of times it's frustrating when you can see what's going to be happening or what's coming up and you can't convince people. And I think that's the problem with a lot of elected people today.
You touched on this earlier in our first segment, family, but six children consecutive, right? Year after year, six in successive years. How did involvement in politics impact family life?
Actually, my children were pretty good about accepting because, you know, you have mean kids, bullies, you know, that will try to say something maybe to a elected official's child or blame them for their parents, which is really wrong, you know, or blame me for him, because that's really wrong too. But my children were very steadfast, and I try to give them some faith in knowing that, hey, you know, this is bigger than all of us. And so they were accepted by their friends. They were very accepted by their friends.
I read that you purposely had them go to Lincoln Elementary School, public school, before going on to private schools. What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, I always felt that it gave them a good sense of the community. You know, sometimes you can be so enclosed when you go to a private school and you just have that one group. And my children had friends all over, private schools, public schools, and I was very happy for that. And they were involved in sports, so that exposed them even more.
You know, Danny, it's interesting because Roland and I did the same thing with all four of our children. The earliest grade they went to a noted private school was sixth, and they also played a lot of sports, so they had a broad group of friends.
Right.
Balancing the family as a mother. I'm interested to hear what you did, but we'll talk about that when you come back. You're listening to Joyce Fossey, wife of former Mayor Frank Fossey, 22 years of service, gifted visionary, Trinity College in Connecticut, historian, a gift, really, as Suzanne was saying, someone with vision. Mm-hmm. Well, it takes a lot of courage to talk about vision or to put your vision on the table. Because it's going to get shot at. It's going to be blasted. It's going to be rejected in many ways, perhaps in ways that you don't even expect. But God makes certain people a certain way, and perhaps God has given you not just a tinge of courage, but a lot of courage to make a difference. And we'll talk more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. Well, of course, it does take a lot of courage to be a leader. It takes courage to delve into things, to give yourself to things that concern others, but for the sake of not just complaining and pointing out problems, but to look for solutions. And quite often in looking for solutions, there is a certain level of depth that's necessary, a certain level of education that's required. Education can come in many different ways, but an educated position so that you can communicate that and convey your position to others persuasively, that can rally support, that can move things forward. Doesn't that sound like a political leader? Well, we're talking to Joyce Fossey today. She's with us, privileged to have her, the wife of the late Frank Fossey, mayor of Honolulu for 22 years, unprecedented. And we're talking now about balance in life. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Suzanne Maurer, Danny Yamashiro here with us here today, and Joyce Fossey. Thanks for joining us today. You can get this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Joyce, balancing family life, how did you do that? And maybe talk a little bit about dinners.
Well, as you all know, because we have so many working parents today, and even working grandparents, it can be very difficult to find the time to spend quality time with your family. And as much as we had to go, you know, weekends like 3 or 4 dinners that we had to go to, and it was difficult. But my husband was one of those who wanted everyone at home for dinner. And even if we were able to, we had to go out. I made sure that they had dinner first, and then we went out. But it, well, even then, I don't ask me now because it's been a while now, and sometimes I can't remember quite how it was. It was hectic, but we were able to spend as much time with the children, taking them out for breakfast every weekend. To the Hobnob, if you folks remember the Hobnob. I'm bringing back some memories, but and we try to spend weekends with them at the club. I take them. That was my time to rest when my children were in the pool swimming, and mom at that time was reading her magazine on the side of the pool. But I made sure that we did a lot of family things together too.
Well, and the other thing you shared that was so meaningful to me is that oftentimes, if not most, you had dinner together as a family with no TV, no political discussion, just quality family time before you and Frank had to go out for other commitments.
Right. Well, and TV wasn't that big a thing when my children, luckily, when my children were growing up. But, and now you have iPhones and iPads, and, you know, it's saying, no, not at dinner time. Dinner time, you have to have conversation, you know, and find out about each other, see what everybody's doing. And my grandchildren are very busy. They're all in athletics too, whether it's water polo or track or dance or whatever. So they're also busy. And so I really feel for my children who have to drive them around like I did. I was picking them up, dropping them off in all directions. You know, we had a ballerina, we had a water polo players, we had, you know, I mean, you name it, football, we had all of that. And I was the main driver to drive them down and pick them up. And so, hey, but you know what? We come through it all with a lot of memories, a lot of maybe sometimes you might have some disappointments also. But, you know, in the long run, you survive, you know. My daughter-in-law says, Grandma, how did you do it? And, you know, I'm thinking, you're given that responsibility and you just do the best you can. And believe me, the Lord probably said, Joyce, will you quit? You know, coming to me. Oh my goodness. But just know that when you feel you're in your darkest place, that God's with you. He will never, ever abandon you. And I've always felt that way, and I still feel. Listen, I'm 82 years old now. How did I get to this place and still keep sane with all of the things I went through? It's because God took all my problems and left me to really enjoy the memories that I have, and He still does.
You speak a word of a very strong and much needed word of sanity, today, because perhaps of the many things that we have going on, that people have going on in our lives, the thought of being so overwhelmed that one feels maybe like giving up, like there, when you say it's okay, sometimes people get caught on to this idea of perfection. I've got to be the perfect mom. I've got to be the perfect dad. And oh man, when I say something and I sort of dissolve the very thing that I was trying to build, someone may feel like an utter failure. And it's not really that. So when you speak, Joyce, from your perspective, 82, looking at life, the memories, speak to someone today who's feeling pretty low because they've been making such good progress, and all of a sudden, just maybe one blow up or one, so they said something that they regret to a child or to a spouse. A word of sanity to someone today.
And you can always say, I'm sorry. You know, admit to your mistakes. None of us are perfect. I was thinking about that driving down here, that none of us are perfect. We all have our faults. And, you know, God made us, but let's face it, you know, sometimes we do make mistakes. The thing is to own up to it, say you're sorry, even to your children. And sometimes, even if you don't think you're at fault, just say you're sorry. Mm. And that just alleviates a lot of problems. You know, it's so disheartening to me when I think of people who, as you say, give up. I know there are problems sometimes that maybe no matter what we try to do, you can't solve it for the person. It's something that they have to face up to and do themselves. And it just hurts me when I think of people who give up, if you know what I mean, who have everything to live for and yet give up. And even for those who, they say, oh, but you can't understand what they're going through. And, you know, there's no way you can know exactly how they feel. If it's a physical thing, they have, you know, medication or whatever, if they have to have it. But to me, God's always been my medical doctor, and He's always provided me with, if I need something medical, then He'll provide the doctor for you. I always tell Him, send an angel, send someone to, if my children, my grandchildren, or any of my ohana might have problems, and I can't solve it because I don't know what it is, but God does. He'll send someone to you, a speaker, or, you know, a friend, or just somebody you don't even know. How many times do you hear people say, oh, He sent an angel? You know, never know who they were, maybe never come across them again, but He was there for your time of need. And I believe that. And I want people to realize that it's never, I tell people, call me up if you have to, if you got to talk to someone. And sometimes it's just talking it out and talking to someone.
This would be a good time before we go to break. I know, Suzanne.
It's okay. Yeah,
we'll get to that in our last segment. But Joyce, maybe someone today right now, they say, well, really? If I called you, would you pray for me? And maybe we can pray for them right now. Someone at this very moment is just feeling so low, so helpless. and maybe someone, here's the thing that makes it worse before we pray. No one knows. In fact, everyone else that we've put on such a good image, no one really knows the emptiness that I feel, the loneliness that I feel. Is that you, dear friend? As you listen to us today, is that you? In that quiet, lonely place that's different from what you've convinced others to believe. Is there a hurt? Is there a brokenness that you just cannot sustain? Well, the Lord sends Joyce Fossey today. And let's pray. I'm going to ask Joyce to pray for you in this moment as God's gift and reminder of his strength to sustain you.
You want to pray about it now?
Yes.
Well, you know, I was thinking as you were speaking, why are you listening to this program today? What made you even turn the station onto this particular program? There's a reason for that. Like myself, why did I go to that luncheon and hear Frances Hunter? Because she was meant to speak to me that day and change my life really forever. And I'm still thankful to her to this day. And so even with you, you never know where the Lord's going to lead you to hear someone, to see something, to experience something that will really make a difference and a change in your life. So I pray for you today that that experience might happen to you or to your loved ones or to your friends or whoever may be going through a tough time. Maybe you're the one that can be the person that will bring them to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So just know that God uses all of us in one way or the other, and he's going to be using you, maybe because you have a problem, to help somebody else. But just know that be open to the Lord and just be willing to give yourself to him and say, I surrender. I can't do it alone. I need your help. And you'll be so surprised when he does come and answers your prayer. So I pray for you today. If you have anything or anyone in your life that might be having a difficult time, that you're not alone. There are others around you that love you, and you have the most important person of all, Jesus Christ, who is there for you, who will never leave you. He is the footprint in the sand because he's carrying you on his back. So just be knowledgeable and just be willing to accept him. That's the whole thing, is to be willing to relinquish yourself to the Lord. I hope that we can just add something to your life, Lord, today.
Amen.
Amen.
And when we come back, more with Joyce Fossey. Suzanne, what a privilege.
It is. All I was going to say is we're hearing a testimony of trusting the Lord, and I love that because he's a Lord we can trust.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, her children speak with deep affection of their father. Hawaii knows him as Mayor Frank Fossey. Yeah, Suzanne is doing the shaka sign right now. But his children talk of how he was different in the home from his public persona. An introvert, really. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. You see, you just never really know. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, sometimes you just never know. You watch someone in the public eye. And when you hear him speak, it could move you, it could touch you, it could touch a nerve, it could even create some anger in you or some angst, but it certainly gets a response from you. Or you may be mesmerized by what has been said, and it evokes a response. But do you know that sometimes some of these great leaders that we know of, although you think of them as very extroverted, gregarious, and dynamic, have an introverted, they are introverts. Right. Their batteries are being drained when they're in public, and they need to go back and have a moment of quiet, maybe long moments of quiet. You say, Danny, what does this have to do? I thought you had Joyce Fossey on your show. Well, here's an interesting window into the life of Mayor Frank Fossey and his family life. The Good Life Radio Show here, the program available for you as a gift at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Joyce, Mayor Fossey, introvert?
He was actually, he called himself an introvert as well. He was not normally outwardly social, you know. I'm a little bit more outwardly sure. But they say opposites attract, you know. And so, yes. And he did spend a lot of time reading. He was a reader. Mm-hmm. He loved history. He did a lot of reading. He spent a lot of time at his office. And he was not the type to just say, oh, Mom, you want to go, you know, do this or do that or do some social thing. He wasn't that way. He was basically a family man when you think about it. But being mayor was his job. And he told his children, and he's always told us, you know, if I was in politics, if I wanted to make money, I would stay in business. Selfishly, sometimes I wish he had, but but he loved because he felt, he did things because he felt it was the right thing to do. It was something that was needed, and nobody else was doing it, and it was really for the people. He really lived for the people he represented. That was his main thing.
But now, didn't he also do some woodworking?
Yes. Well, he loved to work in his shop.
Yes.
I was looking at my kitchen today, which probably needs to be redone, but he had built in shelves, and we had gotten these metal drawers out of Crest, because he was one of those that liked to spend his weekends as a businessman going through Ciro's, the old Ciro's, going to Crest, digging out their, you know, stuff that he felt he could reuse. You know, he was basically a junk guy too, a used reused things. So I was looking in my kitchen, and there's a set of drawers in there that he built into my cupboards that was from Sears. It was for their sewing, you know, the pattern, a pattern, yes, rack that is now in my kitchen.
I love it.
And there are other cupboards and things that he actually built himself, and he loved to do that.
But listen to the creativity. He was a creative person as well.
He was.
Not just with his vision, but even with his hands.
I mean, to look at something and say, oh, this will be perfect in my wife's kitchen for her drawers.
And wasn't there a trip that you went on and you came home to a little surprise?
Well, like the open people market, too. A lot of ideas. When we traveled, we didn't travel to be a tourist. He wanted to see their housing projects. He wanted to see, you know, the city things that they did. And we were in Kuala Lumpur, I think, with all the lights in the city. He said, you know, Mom, we got to do this, which is the reason why we have the city lights at Christmas time, because he felt it was something, you know, to give to the people, too. And we still have it today.
Right. You know? Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, so your children may talk about a 12th child. Who is or what is the 12th child?
Well, you mean the city that he loved? I never heard that term before. To tell you the truth, that's new to me. But I know he loved the city. Every little corner, Waianae, out in the country, you know. He just liked to do things for people. It's hard to, because maybe I don't have that same energy or the same feeling that he had, where he could spend weekends driving around the city, covering the graffiti, you know, having paints in his car so he could do that, you know. And he would just spend his weekends doing that and just love to do that. So I don't think people, or maybe some of them, realize that he just loved the city and tried to do the best he could while he had a chance to do that. And I think God gave him a lot of the creative ideas too. How do we get a creative idea? Who puts it in our minds, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
Has there been a scripture that you would go back to throughout the years and just...
You know, I have so many. I brought my Bible.
It's going to take her a minute. It's pretty heavy. I love it.
I brought my Bible with me because I've got all kinds of clips, lines.
Well, I'm going to describe a little bit about the Bible. It's the Living Bible, and it's very well used. I'm a little bit concerned some of the pages might fall out. There's markers. There's tabs.
I think I'm looking at least 20 markers, and now she opened up the tabs.
I got all kinds.
I love it.
I just have a look at all my favorite ones that are written over here that periodically I go to, because you forget, you know.
Well, let's read one. Read one of those for us.
I've got so many here. I love Proverbs. I love Proverbs. Oh, I have here, saying the wrong thing. So it had something to do with maybe sometimes we don't think before we speak. Mm-hmm. And sometimes maybe that's what we should do. Mm-hmm. And then, but if you say something in the wrong way that people take it, the thing is to just remind yourself to apologize. That's all. I've just got too many here. Too many It says here, friendship doubles our joy and divides our sorrow. I don't know. I collect all kinds of speaking, too. Oh, see, somebody gave this to me as a secret pal. You know, oh, I just got too many. I've got too many favorites.
I wish they could see this because she really does. I mean, I've never seen quite this many markers. It's fabulous. Wonder it's heavy.
Look at it. My goodness. Listen, I want you all to know this is your book of life.
Yes.
This will give you any answers that you need. Sometimes I used to pray, and you know what they say, open up the Bible, and it'll just show you the answer to your problem. Mm-hmm. But I depend on this, and I want all of you folks, if you go, one of those people that like to look at, you know, when you buy something, you get all the instructions, and this is it for your life. You can't go wrong with the Bible.
Sounds like basic instruction before leaving Earth, doesn't it? The Bible. Yes.
Joyce, I'm very grateful. And thank you for being with us today.
What a joy.
Thank you. I can't believe it. Who knew Danny Yamashiro? And the fact that he doesn't even live here. He lives in Boston. Now, why would Suzanne even ask me to share?
Because I have admired you for years. And I do want our listeners to know, and I mean this sincerely, the joy of Jesus radiates through you, Joyce. It has since the day I met you. It's wonderful.
Thank you. That's a wonderful thing for you to say.
Encouraging words from Joyce Fossey. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look. I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to make a donation, a financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Job 12, verse 12. Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Joyce Fossey. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.